Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
This has been a very memorable start to the first quarter of 2021, and that goes for all asset classes, including the Forex space. And from what started out as a weak outlook for the U.S. dollar, it seems that the greenback has found its footing once again. We've also seen fortunes for other G10 currencies like the euro actually take a bit of a tumble. Well, what should we make of the recent trends in the Forex space over the last 3 months, and what should we look out for as we head deeper into 2021? Well, today on Forex Fridays, we're joined by Mr. Shyam Devani. He's the founder of Sav Markets, and he's also a frequent contributor on the online investment research portal Smart Karma. You can get more of his reports on that particular portal. But today he's joining us on Forex Fridays to talk about his outlook for the Forex markets moving forward. Shyam, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thank you, JP. Hope you're well too. Thanks.
All right. So, as we mentioned, it seems that sentiment and the picture in the Forex space has really turned upside down. We did start out the year, and we did talk about this before, about the shorting the dollar being one of the most crowded trades in markets. But really, what a difference a quarter can make, right? After double dribbling off that 90 level, the greenback or the dollar index has found life as we head deeper into 2021. Has your outlook on the dollar changed since the start of the year, Shyam?
Well, I think there's two answers to that. There's a short-term horizon and a long-term horizon. I think that the long-term dynamics still ultimately will send the dollar down over time. But I think now, as we're talking at the end of March, at the end of the first quarter, as we approach Q2, I still believe that there is some room for the dollar to bounce. And this links in with a lot of other financial markets, including equities and the oil price. Both of which, in my opinion, now are looking a little bit wobbly in the short term, and I think April will be testing times for those markets, and you could get a slight dollar pop in various corners as we enter Q2. But in the long term, I still think the overall trend is for a weaker dollar in a multi-month, multi-quarter time frame.
All right. One thing that could actually crimp on the dollar moving forward is that these rising yields, which was seen as a boost to the dollar, is actually happening on the back of higher inflation expectations. But isn't inflation usually a negative for currencies who see their purchasing powers eroded? And could this be one of those long-term things that brings the dollar back to reality?
Well, I think you've got to be a bit careful in drawing conclusions with things like this. Is higher inflation good or bad for currency? I think there's mixed results. Number two, it depends what kind of levels of inflation you're talking about. So you're quite right that inflation expectations have gone up in the United States, but they're not at scary levels, number one. Number two, this again links back to the oil price I mentioned a minute ago, because oil has basically in 11 or 12 months made a round trip back to around $70. So it's the same level as it was before the major COVID panic. Considering that the world is not quite what it was at the beginning of 2020, we're still in lockdowns and there's lots of issues about the pandemic, it seems time now for oil to take a bit of a breather, fall in April, and that is subsequently going to have its own impact on inflation expectations, which I think should level off for the time being at the moment. So I'm expecting bond yields to stabilize, maybe even drop a little bit in the short term, even if it might be counter trend. But interestingly enough, if it picks up a bit of volatility in financial markets, then the dollar could bounce a bit.
Okay, so let's stay on that, on what you just mentioned a while ago about oil possibly softening or coming back down to earth in the month of April. If we start to see a bit of a pullback in terms of oil prices, which currency might you be watching out for the most that might be most vulnerable to this?
Well, I mean, obviously the oil exporting currencies come to mind. But in my opinion, actually, one of the central markets, maybe not the only central market, but one core market, and I think a lot of attention has been paid for many, many months, is dollar China. And I'm a little bit concerned that we're going to get a pop in dollar China, and that's where the pain is going to be, really.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean you're closely watching the yuan now, Shyam? I mean, we are expecting liquidity to still tighten out in the mainland. Authorities in Beijing don't seem as obsessed also with keeping the currency weak. Just where do you think this pair actually might head, if you can elaborate more on it?
I think we go to at least 670. And then we'll reassess. And it's not a huge move, but it could be a move that's a little bit painful over the next few weeks, maybe next month. I don't know how long it's going to take. But I'll be reassessing around 670 area on Dollar China.
All right, fair enough. We're still speaking to Mr. Shyam Devani, the founder of Sav Markets, here on Forex Fridays. You know, when you one particular pair of currencies that's really seen the outlook, switch places is that the dollar's rise happening alongside the euro falling on harder times. And many people do point to the third wave of infections that's really weighed on the eurozone's economy for the most part. What are your thoughts on dollar euro at the moment, or euro dollar at the moment? Do you think this currency pair is going to keep diverging in different paths? And how related is this really to, or how correlated is this actually to the pace at which both regions have been vaccinating their populations?
I'm sure there is an element of how they're managing COVID and the difficulties, especially Europe is now going through with respect to vaccinations. I don't know how many waves there are now. I've lost count. But the outlook for the euro at the moment doesn't look great. So again, the answer to your question is in two forms, I think short-term and long-term. In the short-term, I wouldn't be surprised to see euro weakness and euro dollar down to around 114, 115, and then we'll see. But then at the same time, it's often when things are worst that you've got to look out for a turn. So I hope, of course, that Europe manages to get out of its difficulties, and it will be signs of that I'll be watching out for within the second quarter. Not immediately, not at the end of March or at the beginning of April, but as we progress into the second quarter, I'll be looking for indications to see if the worst for a lot of European countries is actually behind them, and whether they're turning a corner for the better. That would be something for later. And then alongside that, to see if there's going to be any stability and potential turnaround to the top side on euro dollar.
All right. As we alluded to this, we are heading into the second quarter pretty soon. Shyam, are there any particular currency trends apart from COVID-19 cases in Europe that you might be monitoring as it pertains to the forex space? What are you going to be looking out for most keenly?
Well, actually, it's the it's in my opinion, it's the opposite. It's the lack of trend that has interested me quite a bit. One of the currencies and countries I'm beginning to find fascinating, not only over the course of the past 9 or 10 months, but even still looking forward, is India. I mean, the rupee has been very stable, considering the huge problems around the world and in India. They've managed to keep the currency stable, which actually has become a good thing for the country and Indian markets. On top of that, they released a pretty interesting budget earlier in the year. So it's the lack of trend that I like there. It's the relative stability in the rupee that attracts me to Indian markets, which I think will continue to do well over the months ahead.
All right. Why do you think there's been quite a bit of stability? Is there anything you can point to, or is this something that you're still trying to look for at the moment? Okay.
It's the reserves. India has become, I believe, the fourth largest currency reserve manager in terms of sovereign management in the world. And this has allowed them to use their ammunition in the manners in which they think is appropriate to stabilize the currency, because the worst thing that can happen for a developing country in the time of panic is that the currency flies around all over the place. So actually, the reserves have provided that ammunition, and I think that's a point of strength that cannot be ignored.
All right. So the Indian rupee, something to watch out for in the second quarter, especially with its surprising stability at the start of 2021. I'd like to thank Mr. Shyam Devani, the founder of Sav Markets, for joining us today on Forex Fridays. If you want to read more of Mr. Devani's insights, you can find a lot of his publications on Smart Karma, where he is a frequent contributor. Shyam, thanks so much for joining us. I'm glad to hear you and your loved ones are safe and in good health during these times. I hope they continue to be so. And we look forward to the next time you can join us on Forex Friday once again. Have a great weekend, sir.
That's great. Thanks, JP, and to you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.